We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, if you guys want to go see Luke Bryan at the I Think Financial Amphitheater this September in West Palm, caller number 6 right now to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 6 to our contest line. We'll win a pair of tickets to Luke Bryan. 305-567-0560. Caller 6 will win those tickets. Let's get some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Your schedule tonight, Leroy, in the NBA. You got Suns at Timberwolves. Minnesota leads that 1-0. You have Pacers at Bucks. Milwaukee up 1-0. That's at 8:30. And then Mavericks at Clippers at 10:30. Clippers up 1-0 in that series. Will any road team win tonight, Leroy?
No road team has won yet, right?
Nope.
That's crazy.
Nope.
That's weird.
Undefeated.
Home team is undefeated, which is weird, especially for it doesn't bode well for the Heat, who had a better road record than a home record.
Does not bode well yet for the Heat, Leroy. They gotta boat it themselves coming up tomorrow. I don't know what that means.
I don't think you used that right. I was thinking.
I don't think he did. Dude, he's the worst.
What?
The okay. Worst. You just go to just making up stuff.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you got tonight. Tonight in the NHL, of course, we have Panthers and Tampa game 2 tonight. 7:30 is your puck drop. And you can hear that game on 560 WQAM. Also tonight, Capitals at Rangers at 7. Rangers up 1-0 there. The Winnipeg Jets host the Avalanche at 9:30. And Vancouver hosts the Nashville Predators at 10.
Oh, it just sounds like a full normal NHL schedule since everybody plays in the playoffs.
It is a busy night. It's a busy night. If you guys are listening or if you guys are watching on YouTube and Twitch, the Texans have released their new uniforms, Leroy. What do you think?
Wow.
Not a fan, huh?
Hold on.
It's very bright.
Lot of action
going on.
So the blue and the red with the H.
Yep. That's their color rush uniform.
The red, like I can deal with the red because you know that's a one time deal.
Yeah.
But the blue with the like, you can't put an H when you're the Texans.
Houston.
I know.
Problem?
Can you take a break from idiot? Just take a break.
Is that me?
I know what the H meant, but you're the Texans.
Oh, I didn't even notice that, to be honest. Wow.
So it should be a giant.
It doesn't look right. Yeah.
It doesn't look right.
Mm.
Right?
Huh.
It's like, how can I explain it?
Hmm.
The Dolphins are all over. See? So look, Texans, then Houston, right? Well,
they don't even have words on their other one. It's like a bull.
Yeah, right. I actually like the bull one though.
But here's the deal. So
kind of looks like they stole the Vikings.
They got Dolphins. They got Dolphins on everything, right?
Yep.
What if they just put an M on the helmet? Like, no.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, it'll be like the right. Marlins or something.
Right, exactly.
Depends if it's cool or not.
Oh. It doesn't matter.
Meh.
It doesn't matter.
M is a stupid letter.
But I'm just saying, like, right? So, like, you're the Texans. You got all these cool helmets with horns and what was like the horns on the side of the helmet. And then you just put a H. You know, you put a Houston. You just put a H. Stupid.
I think you're a helmet quibbler.
Ooh, this coming from the guy who wore an orange helmet.
You wanted this.
I'm gonna give you a quibbler too, Pete.
Wow.
You,
if it wasn't for the H, would you like it?
Yeah. Yeah, I like the red
hard. I like them.
I like the red. I think that middle helmet's cool. Just
yeah, I love that one.
Right? Mm,
they stole it from the Vikings, though.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. But again, the horns are made like a steer, right? And the Vikings helmet is done like a Viking horn. Mm. So, like, still... It you're still particular to your area of what you are. I don't have a problem with that. It's not like Delaware in the wingtip helmet.
That is strange. I mean,
clearly an imprintment on Michigan. Like,
wow.
Same with Boca High.
Boca High, yep. Boca High does it too.
What else we got here? Oh, did you see this? So the Charlotte Hornets are interviewing head coaching candidates.
Uh-oh, who we got?
Can you believe who they're interviewing here?
Chris Quinn.
No, I wish.
J.J. Redick!
This mother bleeping J.J. Redick.
Oh,
I mean, it's enough of him already.
He keeps failing forward. He's failing forward.
Okay, now, honestly, now I see it. Now it's
too
much.
Enough of J.J. Redick already. It's enough of him already. This J.J. Redick has been sitting on his ass talking into a microphone for the last 2 years. And who goes... That guy could be my head coach. What are we doing here?
Wait a minute. Hey, jackass.
What?
Chauncey Billups did the same thing.
Was Chauncey Billups podcasting?
No, he was in the studio.
Chauncey Billups, though, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
you know,
Hall of Fame.
J.J. Redick. I mean, J.J. Redick's not going to the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame of just failing everywhere, you know, going from podcast to podcast. Let me ask you something, dude.
If we took the J.J. Redick path, we'd have Lynn's job by now.
This guy is going out here, and J.J. Redick, you know, hey, J.J. Redick, did you promise doing a podcast with LeBron James? What, are you going to podcast?
Have you even started already?
Yeah. So you're going to just leave LeBron James high and dry all of a sudden because you want to go coach the Hornets? You know what? Good. Go take the Hornets job. I'm sick of hearing from you because Lord knows we won't hear from you if you're the Hornets head coach. Have you heard from Chauncey Billups? No. But let me ask you something, dude. Where the hell is Chris Quinn's interview? That's what I want to know. Why the hell is Chris Quinn, who's been sitting here year after year after year, doesn't waste his time podcasting, hey, and he doesn't get a head coaching gig?
Hey, can I maybe they have rules that you can't interview while they're in the playoffs.
Oh, get out of here, dude.
That.
They do. They have it in football.
How convenient.
Now all of a sudden, you should coach us. The guy who does the podcasting, he'll fix LaMelo. Yeah, okay. Sure he will.
By the way,
fix broke.
Billups spent a year under Ty Lue in the Clippers before he got the Blazers job.
There you go. Little experience under his wing.
When you mean a little,
little experience under his wing. This guy's sitting next to Doris Burke and Mike Breen, and he gets to go waltz in and get a head coach.
Yeah.
By the
way,
they interviewed him last job.
They interviewed
him. He got that job.
I know. This guy.
Yeah, what? Dan Orlovsky is going to be the next head coach of somebody. That's where we're going with this.
This guy's got commitment issues.
Wait, remember they did it with the GM. Who's the... was Steve not Kirk. Spielman, who was the GM that went to San Fran years ago from the desk in ESPN.
You're thinking of Mayock.
Was it Mayock?
Mayock went to the Raiders.
Mayock went to the Raiders. Yeah. So it happens. I guess you watch enough ESPN and see these guys enough, you go, that guy might know what the hell he's talking about.
But, you know, like, that's enough.
I get to watch ESPN for advice.
This guy leveraged TV time into a head coaching job.
Head coach J.J. You know what? Good. Give him the head coaching job with the Hornets so I don't have to hear from him again. I know he'll be canned in 3 years, and then maybe his podcast buzz will wear off. It's enough of J.J. Redick already. I got nothing against him. You know, he seems like a perfectly nice individual. Sick of him. He's all over the place. Wow. What's next? Head coach Pat McAfee?
Wow. You know, that'd be some. Actually, I see that the Commanders are interviewing Ryan Fitzpatrick for the show pony assistant.
What about enough of him?
Yeah, enough of all of them.
I'm just sick of him already. It's enough of J.J. Redick.
Can I just say this? Not for nothing. I really do think that you should just let it go. It doesn't affect your life at all.
it is affecting him. He sees it.
What about Caron Butler? Caron Butler was an all-star, and this dude has been on Eric Spoelstra's staff the last 4 years. All right, he sits there.
So you gonna pass up? You gonna pass up Chris Quinn to go to Caron Butler?
But let's just say you want. Okay, so maybe you're thinking as the GM or whatever the hell, whoever the hell hires the head coach over there in Charlotte. You know, because Michael Jordan's gone. Who knows? By the way, rats off a ship. You want to talk about getting out at the right time?
Oh.
He stunk it being the owner. He made $3 billion. But anyway, you go out there and you're like, you know who should go with? JJ Redick. You know, I love that podcast that he does. Who's his GM? Zach Lowe? Like, get out of here already. And by the by, Caron Butler. All right, you want to throw stones at Chris Quinn? It's not very nice. I mean, everybody says the guy could be a tremendous head coach, but let's just say, hey, you know what? Chris Quinn didn't have the resume that JJ Redick does. Well, what about Caron Butler? All star? You're not going to take him?
You are correct for giving that look because he did it again. He does it with words. It's annoying. We want to punch you in the face for doing it.
It's just not very mature. Like, what are you hiring this guy for? He doesn't do anything but talk into a microphone. Caron Butler deserves that job. I'm going to sit here giving it to
him. But we're going to pass up Chris Quinn to go to Caron Butler.
We can go to Chris Quinn, too. I got nothing against Chris Quinn. I'm just saying, like, it's ridiculous. Chris Quinn, Caron Butler, these guys are on Eric Spoelstra's staff. Everybody wants to go take the genius next to the genius, and you guys want to go get a podcaster.
What about the guy who used to coach the Bucks? I forgot his name already. First half of the season before Doc.
Adrian Griffin?
Yeah, does he have a job?
No, he got fired.
I know, but JJ Redick gets an opportunity to coach a team before.
That's what I'm saying. It's enough of JJ Redick.
It's crazy.
Good. Go to the Hornets.
See, I blame J Fig.
Wow.
She started off by saying, what? Tobin. I know what you're saying. And then that's just like full steam ahead.
Whether I said it or not, he was going to continue flying
Don't coach him. Don't give him any. Don't give him
not
any.
Not coaching
animals.
Him. Not coaching
him. I think it's ridiculous.
Egging him on.
No, like all the best to your success. But what is this already? What does the guy have? Wait, nudes of people all over the world?
All the best to your success.
It's got to be the point where we already know who he's going to say next, right, which is why I agree.
I have nothing against the guy. It's just enough of them already.
JJ Redick's name every day for the last month.
Just everywhere.
No, more than a month. Okay,
now I gotta see him four times a year as the Hornets head coach. Let me tell you something.
Started long before the season started because as soon as he got that gig as top analyst on, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Right now, I'm gonna go right to that first visitors press conference when the Hornets take on the Heat, and I'm like, hey, how did podcasting get you ready for this job?
No, you're not. You don't have the balls to do that. No chance. No chance. No, man.
We'll play a little Damages Done, my friend, next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
All right, welcome back. Hey, Lyric, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin & Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
As we know, as weatherman Leroy has told you, when that wind starts coming out of the north, it's going to feel a bit cooler. Felt a little bit cooler this morning. It's hot as hell now. But that morning was nice. Nice little breeze. We got about a 10-mile-an-hour breeze coming out of the west. Out of the west, it is partly cloudy, but I would suspect that there might be a chance for a passing shower here or there, and I would say it's about 83 degrees.
How'd you do, Marcos?
currently 81 degrees, partly cloudy indeed. They got winds between 10 and 15 miles per hour out of the east northeast.
And that's not accurate.
All right. And it is 14.
My clouds are going left to right. Well, I promise you. Clouds are going left to right.
There you go.
Left to right. Cloud so that's color. West.
I'll let them know.
Leroy does not lie.
Them clouds don't lie neither.
Anyway, let's get to
damages. Unless I'm dyslexic.
Damage is done here on a Tuesday. If you guys missed, Danny Green joined us early in the show. He was tremendous. Ooh. We'll bring that to you. Break down all things.
Potty mouth.
Damage is done.
He just keep it moving too.
My damage is done goes to Major League Baseball umpires. You guys are really out of hand right now. And just when I thought Angel Hernandez was the worst, it was
we got a new one.
We got a new champ. A new champ is holding the belt, and that's Hunter Wendelstedt, who threw Aaron Boone out of the game. Do you have this, Marcos? Because he goes out there. Aaron Boone, he's upset with a check swing that isn't called. He thinks that a guy got hit, should have been called for a swing. Hunter Wendelstedt says, enough, Aaron. And then a fan, apparently, according to John Boy Media, just yells, come on, home plate. But the guy mistaked it for Aaron Boone saying that, even though it's really not even that bad a thing to say. It was one more thing, one too many for Hunter Wendelstedt, old thin skin over here. And he kicks Aaron Boone out, and this is what happens.
Is the first base umpire you saw making that call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I was supposed to do at Jack. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone. Okay?
Oh, okay, Hunter. Wow. You know what? We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear.
Aaron,
there you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything.
You're gone.
Aaron's saying, hold on a second. I didn't say a word.
Wow.
First of all, there should never be that interaction between a umpire and a coach about what was said. Right? I get you can't argue this or you can't argue that. That's grounds for it. That is ridiculous that he's listening. Instead of paying attention to the damn game, he's listening to make sure Aaron Boone doesn't say anything.
Sensitive. How about sensitive? And you can hear him in the midst of it. He goes, I didn't say anything. He goes, I don't care.
Right.
What do you mean, dude? You don't care.
I think that was Aaron Boone's response. What do you mean you don't care?
Hey, somebody got to follow up on this.
Ooh,
right?
Wow.
Right? Somebody got to follow up.
What do you got for damages done?
So I got to get some glasses, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying these frames on, right? And there was these two ladies in the eyeglass place. And I said, yeah, I just want to see, you know, because the way it works is if you get the glasses there, the eye exam is free. But you don't need no free eye exam if the glasses suck. So you go check the glasses first. So I'm going around, One lady goes, those look really nice on you, right? The other lady goes, no, they don't. What are you looking at? I'm standing here while they still go at it about whether the glasses look right on me. So I'm like, I got to go to work. And I left.
You were bullied.
Wow.
He was bullied. So what did you think of the glasses?
Damage is done.
No, I didn't. Like, I was just looking at things. I didn't ask anybody.
What was your opinion? Because you heard everyone else's.
No, I put them down after they start going at it. I said, I'll be back. Like, yeah, I ain't got time for this.
That's great. JFig, what do you got?
Well, you said it earlier. I think I broke Danny Green with my research, you know?
Did you?
That club sign.
Oh,
he called it AI, and then
damage
he went.
Is done.
That's not real. Marcos. That's he not sent real. Marcos on a run.
By the way, nothing says that we're not a restaurant like them blue lights, right? when you go to dancing club lights,
I'm not
you ain't a restaurant.
I'm not eating at that place.
After this sign, I knew that was not a restaurant.
How can I read the menu? It's too dark.
I wonder if they pay that guy the same amount of money they pay to do the tax sign outside on the corner.
Oh, right? Man. I wish we had video of Nikola Jovic holding the sparkler sign.
You mean the sparkle bottle? The big bottle with the sparkler?
Yeah. Marcos,
his
what do you got?
His reaction to that was wonderful.
His when he got, he's like, oh no.
No, Danny Green.
Oh, Danny Green. He was just like,
no, that's not real. No, no. That's not real. No.
His not real. Eyes just went wide open.
Oh, that was before he.
He was great though. His content's great. Language
he
is loose.
Exercise the dumb button.
Yes.
Marcos, what do you got, man, for damages done?
A quick shout out to Gabe Rodriguez, who was the winner of the Luke Bryan tickets. And why exactly am I shouting him out? Our boy Luke Bryan took a tumble recently. Not sure if you guys saw. This is our boy Luke.
Whoa!
Our boy Luke.
Woo! Did he break his back?
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. He might have been able to save himself if his big ass wasn't in them tight ass jeans.
He might just take some jiu-jitsu classes with Tua to learn how to fall.
Got to learn how to fall, dude. Tuck that head in.
Hey. All he got to do is put his ass down first. He ain't going to get hurt.
He actually credited his large derriere why he didn't really get injured.
Yes. Yes.
But this happened.
He's also known for the cheeks.
Well, I'll tell you what, they came to his rescue there. He slipped over a fan's phone. This happened while he was performing at the Coast City Country Festival.
On a phone?
On a phone.
A phone? Why
Absolutely.
Would you do that?
Dude, someone threw their phone
out
there.
You know how small a phone is? I would never put my phone on the stage.
Like, wouldn't you crush the phone?
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Not if you're wearing those boots.
I ain't buying it.
No, he's actually holding. There's a picture here. I'm going to grab it now. He's holding the phone. Actually, towards the end of the video that I posted, he brings the phone up and kind of is like, all right, well, you see right there? He kind of grabs it from the ground as to what caused him to fall, which I've been seeing this a lot. Fans throw their phone up there in hopes that the star will, like, take a selfie
That's
and give
crazy.
It back. That's very nice
well,
of them.
Did you see how they actually threw a phone at Nicki Minaj and she swung that phone back?
Yeah.
Yeah, why are you throwing your phone at
people? Why do people keep doing that?
That is a weapon. It is a weapon, listen, indeed.
First of all, it's absolutely crazy that you would throw a $1,000 cell phone in hopes of getting it back.
Yeah.
Unless unless it's like your spare and maybe you want to like airdrop it to yourself or something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't know.
So like, let's say you have an old phone, right? You could have you could use it just to video and then like airdrop it to yourself on your actual phone. But like, that's a lot of work. These people are drunk.
I'm going to say this. That's a lot of complicated for paying a lot of money to where you got tickets where you can even get your phone close to the artist. Now I'm telling you what, that looks like Looney Tunes right there.
There's a banana underneath his foot. For sure.
I've never seen a phone be able to do that kind of damage.
First of all, everybody has a case on their phone.
Yep.
And the case is made of rubber.
Right.
How in the hell is he slipping on a cell phone?
I don't know.
Look at it right here.
Whoop.
Wow, dude. That is something that is...
What do you think is going through his mind
Or he looked like he's doing the big finish of a Broadway play.
He's like, this
he
is
was
it.
Actually, he was actually trying to imitate Morgan Wallen's chair falling down from the building.
Mm.
Yeah, but play the video with it. if we're gonna have some fun, baby, play the video with it. That's how we gotta do it.
I love how the sound lines up perfectly.
That's good. Maybe I should slip on stage in Detroit.
We literally have nothing better to do.
Falling is funny.
Falling is funny.
Do it. If you see that no one is laughing, just fall.
Yeah.
Damage is done.
Oh. Oh, man. All right. If you guys missed it earlier, Danny Green joined the program. He was fantastic talking all things NBA playoffs, your Miami Heat and Celtics, the multiple-time NBA champion and our Odyssey NBA insider, Danny Green. He joins us next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.